Okay. All right. Now listen, guys. All right. I know this is supposed to happen yesterday. I had some things going on where I couldn't do it yesterday. I apologize, but I am here and we are going to go live for the next 15 minutes and then we're going to do it again at midnight just for you guys. So this is going to be the last one this is going to be the one from yesterday. You guys load up the chat with your questions. 15 minutes, March Madness is not midnight, but this is the one that I owe you guys from yesterday. I just finished doing the show live here. I am right back at it, and I will be back after at midnight East Coast time. But right now, let's go ahead and get into it. Guys, load up the chat with the questions.
So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Swings down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again. Goes to the 40, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, March Madness, midnight. But not midnight. This is the episode that I owe you guys, so I'm going to have a lot of fun here. Load those questions up. I see Sin is about to go to bed. I would love for you to give me one question before you get out of here. I'll answer it, and then you can watch it on the rewatch, okay? But I want to go ahead and get to some questions. You guys were here. You were waiting. I apologize about that. Look, even my man, this is from last night. He typed it. Mike's late. Time for nothing but food questions. So, listen, I appreciated it. I apologize that I couldn't make it, but, man, I am here right now. That's all I can say. I'm here right now. All right. So thank you guys for your patience. And I will be back later on, like I said. All right. So let's get to these questions here. 15 minutes. Solid. All right. Here we go. DJ Malone said, how's it going? All is well. How's the family doing? They're doing good. Except my daughter, man. My youngest one. I don't know if it's like this kindergarten thing, first grade thing. Kindergarten. I think she's still in kindergarten. Right. But it's like this girl is sick every other week. These nasty ass kids always have germs, man. I'm kind of getting tired of it. Like, shorty, get healthy. Like, come on, help us out here. Like, stop it with the sniffles and the coughs and all that stuff all the time. But other than that, everybody is doing really, really well. My dog is doing a little bit of a hunger strike. We give him cans of wet food mixed in with the dry food every two or three bowls. And he does like this hunger strike thing. Like, if it's not the wet food, I'm not going to eat the dry food. Well, okay, fine. Well, you'll eat the dry food when you get hungry enough. And then once you go through two bowls of that, then you'll get the mixed one. So I'm dealing with that also. He says, have you ever felt like you're living a life of quiet desperation? I think that's adulting, right? Like, you're kind of waiting for when does it get easier, or when do the finances take a turn and you're not worried, right? Like, I want to be the guy with like the ability to put all my bills on auto pay and not worry about it. But see, I'm also the type of guy where I've been duped by like certain plans. Like, oh, you signed up for it for the first 2 years and then the numbers jump and then you forget about it. And it's like, whoa, why am I paying three times as much, right? It's like, I want to put everything on auto pay, but I don't want to be that guy who's like just throwing away money also because I forgot about it being on auto pay. So, but yeah, I think that's kind of normal, quiet desperation, right? Never panic, but you're kind of desperate, right? I've been in that mood where I felt like, oh man, this job ain't the job for me. I want to get out of here. I want to do something better. I have been in those situations before. And those are never pretty either. Right. And he says, have you ever tried a Korean corn dog before? No. And now I got to look up what a Korean corn dog is. I swear, man. Wow. Here we go. No, and it says, do you want like places closer to you? What is that? Korean corn dog, also called a Korean hot dog, is a trendy Korean street food. It's filled with cheese and sausage, then coated in French fries and crispy panko breadcrumbs. This delectable, sweet, and savory hot dog treat is gaining popularity worldwide. How about that, man? I'm not a cheese person, so I wouldn't do that. I don't even like too much cheese on my pizza. I bit into an extra cheesy pizza once. It was stringy. I tried to swallow it. There was still cheese in my mouth and going down my throat. I'm not a fan of it. So I probably wouldn't try this, but it looks great. I'm looking at the pictures here. It looks really, really good. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Have you tried poutine before? I think you asked this before, man. I don't think you're allowed to recycle questions. But no, I have not. You definitely did ask this because I remember these same exact pictures here. And poutine is a dish of French fries, cheese curds topped with gravy. Yeah, this is like a Canadian thing, right? Like it's a Canadian thing. I do remember you talking about that. And he said it's a hangover cure. Lucky for me, I don't get hangovers a lot. So that's cool. He says, seeing as I got Melissa to eat an Oreo with sour cream, if the 49ers win a game with scorigami, what is that? Would you be open to trying a concoction of pumpkin seeds, dark chocolate, plus 90%, and pomegranate juice? Me? No. I hate dark chocolate. If it's not milk chocolate, I'm not doing it. I've never had pumpkin seeds. I've seen them being sold. Do you just eat them, or is it like sunflower seeds where there's something inside and you have to spit out the shit? I don't know. I've done sunflower seeds. I've never done pumpkin seeds, and I'm definitely not doing dark chocolate. So I'm sorry. I would not try it. All right. Do you prefer the throwback unis over the regular ones? Yes, I do. I don't believe I've asked your thoughts on Dobbs signing. I love the Joshua Dobbs signing. I think that he can come in here and be a solid backup for the 49ers. So I like that. Will he help the defense against mobile quarterbacks? No, he is not a run first type of guy. Now, if they ask him to do it, he'll help, but that's not his forte. That's not his strength. He is a guy who likes to throw. He will help them with guys who are shifty behind the line of scrimmage. He will do that. Scrambling is different, but a guy who's like mobile and likes to run, no, he wouldn't. And are we buyers at the deadline? Always. The Niners are always buyers. Always, always buyers. And then with more money coming in later on in the year, the salary cap is going to increase for the Niners a little bit more. So, yeah, they'll definitely have something there. Scott, what's going on, man? He says, hey, Big Mike, I heard you're a bowler. What's your average? All right, so the league that I'm in right now, my average took a hit. So it's down to like a 165. I'm not great. I'm not great, but I bowl games in the 200s. That's not unusual for me. But this league was also, when I started this league, it was my first time bowling in over like 5 years consistently. Like if my friend said, oh, we're having a birthday party at a bowling alley, like that was it for me. But I started the league. My average was way down at like 120 something. So to get it up to 165 is saying something because it's a rolling count of your average. To get it up to 165 is pretty good. I think the highest I had it was like 168 or something like that. I bought this thing for my wrist. I kept having wrist problems. I bought this like wrist guard thing, and I had four nights in a row. So each night is three games. I had four nights, but three of them I had 600 series. For those of you who don't know, 600 series is when you average over 200 points per game, and bowling a perfect game is 300. So to get 203 games in a row is your 600 series. This thing for my wrist really, really helps with the consistency and all. And so I got a couple of balls, and I got another one that I have to go and get refilled and drilled, that a buddy gave me because of my bowling style. So I'm competitive though. So here's the thing. If it's me versus another person, just one-on-one, I'm so competitive. Like, I don't care what their average is. Like, you're going to have to deal with me. But I also tend to play to my competition, which is kind of like I'm going to say it's how I was raised, right? Like, I'm not going to bowl against someone who doesn't bowl And I'm not going to go out there and try to get a 300. I'm going to go up there and have fun. I'm not going to take it as serious. I'm just going to go up there and bowl. But if I'm going against someone who's really competitive and really good, I it gets the juices going and like, all right, we got to fight. Like, here we go. Let's go. So that's that. Mark is in here. He says, why does drafting seem to hinder the 49ers when they are at their best? In the 90s, during the Harbaugh years, and now during the Kyle era. It could be as simple as the Niners are just at the end of the draft, right? When you're picking top 10, top 15, the clear game changers are there and easily identifiable. Once you get outside of that, now it's like, all right, this guy has a ton of potential, high ceiling, high floor. And then once you get to like, 25, 30, second round, third round, you got high ceiling, but the floors could be low. And so you kind of take a chance on that and coaching styles and all that stuff. It all comes into play, but it's, the draft is set up the way it's supposed to be. The bad teams need the better talent, the top tier talent. So that's why it works out like that. I think it's good though for the NFL. All right, one of my favorite games here. Here we go. Start, bench, cut. Jalen Waddle, Brandon Ayuk, DK Metcalf. All right, well, this is easy for me. I'm cutting DK Metcalf. I'm benching Jalen Waddle, and I am starting Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, man. Do you grill? Yes, I do. I love to grill. What's your favorite thing to grill? All right, this is going to sound weird. I love grilling sausage with onions and peppers because I just love the smell. You don't need any seasonings. You don't need any dressings. Now, I do season everything, right? But I love the smell of it. Now, my favorite food off the grill is my dad's ribs. Oh, my God. He makes these, just fall off the bone. Just, oh, my God, man. Oh, like, I bring the bones home for my dog. And like, there's a part of me that's jealous because he gets like the marrow and like he gets to enjoy and it lasts so much longer than the actual rib does. But oh man, so that's my favorite thing to eat. But my favorite thing to make on the grill is just because of the aroma. I'm a charcoal guy, so I like the smell of the grill and the fire and the flame. And you put the onions and peppers up there. You get your oil. You spray it on there. You see the flames go up and all that. Oh man, it's great. It's great. How do you feel about the actual March Madness men's college basketball? I don't care to watch all of the games, but when you get down to like the Sweet 16 and all that, I do tune in just because I like the energy. High energy, it's very, very competitive. One and done. It's not like NBA where, it's best of seven series and all that stuff. It's just do or die, and you like watching people go out there and put it all on the line. You feel bad for every single team that loses, and you feel great for every team that wins. It's constant celebration and it's constant like, hey, good job. It's all positivity. So it's not about rivalries and all that. Well, not for me anyway. It's not about rivalries and all that. I hate them. They better lose and all that. I don't get that involved in it. But and then when you go out somewhere, God, go to a bar during March Madness. Go to a bar where people could go to a sports bar during the Sweet 16, right? The Elite Eight. Oh, my God. Electric atmosphere. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. It's really, really good. All right. Expectations of the D with Staley. Now, they haven't said specifically that Staley's going to do anything on the defensive side of the ball, but we all know that's his forte. Listen, we have thrown top resources at the defensive line again. Biggest free agency signing, defensive line. We'll see where they go in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they went defensive line again just because it's what the Niners do. They give Chris Kocurek as many weapons as possible. But it's more than just that, right? You're asking about the defense as a whole. I think the secondary maintains. I think they were really good. I think they actually get a little bit better. I think the secondary gets a little bit better. I think they find some safeties. And God, if they can get Blackman here, oh boy, would that be an improvement. Yiadom is going to be a good guy for the Niners in the secondary. I'm excited about his acquisition. Diamador Lenore getting ready to go out there on a contract year. Like, hey, time to pay me. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And Mooney Ward, he's got something to prove as well. He's not going out. He's not going to lay down without a fight. Then you got guys at the bottom, like, competing just to be the rotational guys, right, the backup guys. And Ambry Thomas, he's got to show that I'm a dog, right? Samuel Womack, he's got to prove that, hey, I know what you guys said about me, but listen, there's something in me too. Right, we saw the flashes. Now it's about getting that consistency. But these guys aren't going to get it without more opportunities on the field and all. So I think the defense is going to play really, really well. I am a little bit concerned about the Greenlaw absence and, or what's going to happen, the lingering effects of it. But man, oh man, I miss Greenlaw in the Super Bowl. I can't wait for him to come back. He is quickly heading to the top of one of my favorite players on the entire roster. All right. Ben says here, are you a true Niner fan if you don't pay attention to the offseason draft combine, etc., and only care once the season starts? Yes, you are a true Niners fan, but people care about things in different ways. There are some people, I know guys who love this time of the year more than the actual season because they look at it as the team at least tried, right? And there are people who can commit all of their energy to the draft and to free agency and things like that. And they are watching college to see who the Niners should target. Yeah, I think you are. I think you are a true fan. Are you a diehard fan? You could still be a diehard fan if you don't pay attention to that stuff. Because once these guys get donned the colors, like that's where the loyalty comes from. That's where it comes from. If I sit here and I tell you guys about 1,000 college prospects and only 11 of them make it to the 49ers, I wasted your time with 989 of them. Like I wasted your time. So I understand people not caring about the draft and combines and things like that. I completely get it. There's a lot of people who see it all as a waste of time. Like, all right, when we get the guys, then I'll look into them. And I used to be that way. And I had the Niners tattoo on me before I started caring about the draft and the combine and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can absolutely be a fan in that way. All right, top three cereals. All right, for me, it's going to be number one, Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Number two, Smacks or Golden Crisp. I'll take either one. They're the same. The puff with the, I don't even know what it's sweetened with, honey. I know there's honey on it, but I love those. And number three is going to be Raisin Nut Bran. Oh, man. What a trifecta. What a trifecta right there. All right. Mike, please read what I said earlier, please. I'm reading everything in order, buddy. I don't think I missed anything. I don't think, oh, you know, he probably didn't see the other comments from that were here yesterday. That's why. All right. Where are we at here? Same Weber. Yeah, I got the big, big wide one. And I have a smaller one also. The Weber charcoal grill. Yeah. Yep. I am. Let me tell you something nice, right? And this will be the last comment here. I'm afraid of propane tanks. Like, I don't care what they're for. I'm afraid of them. It's something about. It's something about the idea of this entire container being full of flammable, combustible gas coming through a tube and out my grill, and there's something that's stopping it from going down to that tube and blowing up. I don't like it. It makes me nervous, and it doesn't smell as good. It doesn't smell as good. He said it's after Mark's question. I'm pretty sure. I think I read them all, bro. Did I miss it? Birdman hand rub, DJ Malone, Mark. Yeah, it's a Canadian thing. How do you feel about actual March Madness? Are you a true Niner fan? That's all I got from you in here, Ben. If there was something else and I didn't get it, type it in there, because those were all the comments from you, buddy. So yeah. I think that's it. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to let me know that I got it or didn't get it, and you could repost it. And I'm going to get out of here, and then I'll be back in less than an hour for another March Madness, this time for real, at midnight. All right? So I will create the room as soon as this show is done. If you guys want to load up the questions, again, you're welcome to come back on the playback. You don't have to be here for the live. I will post it in there. And it was just a big thank you. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right. I don't see. I don't see a thank you in here. But thank you very much for your participation tonight, man. And blessings to you and yours. All right, guys, that's going to do it. I'm going to see you guys at midnight. We got about 55 minutes until then. All right. So I'll see y'all then. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but niners.